Mayor Alex Nuttall took his border dispute with Barrie's neighbors to Queen's Park on Thursday. Speaking at Premier Doug Ford's press conference, Nuttall referenced Hampson Consulting's joint land needs analysis and study, which deals with the city's plans to redraw Barrie's boundaries to absorb land from the neighboring townships of Oro Medant and Springwater. With the relation to the Hampson report that came out, some of the comments from Oro Medant officials on the border dispute there, I think it's really important to recognize that the report has actually called for upwards of 4,000 acres to be brought in, to Barrie, and the Premier and Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Paul Calandra, have been very clear that they want to see a local solution, Nuttall said. We're working towards that. Oro Medant Mayor Randy Greenlaw said earlier this week that the Hampson report confirms Barrie has sufficient employment land to meet its long-term demand through 2051. He also said the land located in Oro Medant requested by the city to expand Barrie's boundary is not needed, nor is it appropriate, for industrial purposes. On Wednesday night, Barrie City Council passed a direct motion that included the words that an updated request to include the Little Lake area lands in addition to the 4,000 acres of gross land be forwarded to the Province of Ontario and Provincial Land Facilitator with a request for this matter to be dealt with in an expeditious manner. The motion also reads that, for the city to achieve the 2,300 acres of developable land, Barrie would require approximately 4,000 acres of gross land, a much larger number than initially proposed by the city to the townships of Springwater and Oro Medant. The motion also said that, given the information contained within the Joint Needs Analysis and Study Stage 1 and 2 completed by Hampson Consulting, the City of Barrie's experience with developable lands within the city's boundary and historical experience with the 2009 annexation, the initial land request proposals to the townships of Springwater and Oro Medant be reassessed to better respect and identify the city's demonstrated need for vacant land required for comprehensive community employment lands and residential housing, in order to meet provincial targets. Nuttall said there's some urgency for plans to redraw Barrie's boundaries to absorb land from its neighbors. It can't be the never-never plan, he said Thursday in Toronto. It needs to be one that has a schedule and timeline, and we're certainly working toward that end. I think the other piece that is really important is that we have a province that's focused on housing and focused on protection of jobs and generation of jobs, and we're begging in Barrie to be part of that, Nuttall added. We want to be part of that Ontario solution of Team Ontario, so we're looking forward over the next few months to see a resolution to the subject. The City of Barrie has pledged to build 23,000 new homes by 2031. Part of the city's argument for employment land from its neighbors is that the residents living in these new homes will need jobs. Barrie's initial land request proposal to Oro Medant Township was for 772 hectares, or almost 1,908 acres, east of Penetanguishene Road, south of Gore Road, west of Line 1 South and north of the Shanty Bay Rural Settlement Area. This land consists of active farmland and environmentally sensitive features, the township has said. Barrie has also targeted three parcels of land in Springwater for boundary expansion, totaling 1,324 hectares, or almost 3,272 acres. Hampson estimates Barrie has 793 hectares, or 1,960 acres, of vacant industrial land, although city staff say that number should be trimmed by 20% because of a new definition for employment land. Nuttall and Chief Administrative Officer Michael Prowse are to continue meeting with the Provincial Land Facilitator to negotiate an update to Barrie's border with neighboring municipalities, and city staff will report back January 8, 2025 with the scope of work to proceed to identify Barrie's border with neighboring municipalities.